Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com. Did you know that I'm a podcast host and also a mind reader? Because I know that you want to grow your portfolio, to deal with the rising costs of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage. You want to attack pretty much anything standing in the way of you and your financial freedom, right? Well, here's one solution: more knowledge. This podcast helps, I hope. And you can use Yahoo Finance, where you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need to help reach your definition of financial freedom. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, and I know because I worked there for many years, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, customizable charts, so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 1664, Retirement Strategies for Mom and Pops, with Jean Smart, founder of Penelope.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
When they left, they thought it would be too stressful to come all the way over to a different country with the language they studied but didn't really practice, and with three little kids under five. So we stayed with our grandparents. The Koreans are... they're not the best at being very direct and honest about certain things. And so they didn't really share with us. And we were so little. I had tons of relatives at home at my grandparents' house at that time. And my parents had these huge luggages and they were ready to go to the airport. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I walked out and I'm like, what's happening? Yeah. And my mom said, we're going shopping. Right. We're going with these bags. We're going to get some things for you, your brother, and your sister. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back to bed. But I don't even know what happened. I'm sure we asked our grandparents, where's mom? Where's dad? And there are these pictures of me, my brother, and my sister for that almost, like, probably felt like 3 years, and it was like 8 months. We look so sad.
Welcome to So Money, everybody. I'm Farnoosh Torabi. We all know a small business owner, maybe we are that small business owner, who doesn't have a retirement plan, who's running a business and doesn't have retirement plans for their employees because it can be an expensive benefit to provide. Our guest today is trying to disrupt this industry. Gene Smart is the founder and CEO of Penelope, a fintech that's disrupting retirement solutions for small and micro businesses. Before her startup career, Jean was managing director and head of business strategy at UBS. She has extensive experience as an accomplished global executive, managing thriving marketing teams and business organizations. But Penelope was born out of Jean's own narrative as the daughter of Korean immigrants, both of her parents immigrating here in the mid-1970s, they becoming small business owners with no retirement savings. Penelope is named after Jean's daughter because she wants her daughter to be able to build on the generational wealth that she's handing down to her. Jean says, "I don't want her to be my retirement plan." In our conversation, we'll learn how you can play catch up if you are a little bit behind on your retirement planning, and the behind the scenes of Penelope and how it's providing small business owners with a more affordable way to invest for retirement. Here's Jean Smart. Jean Smart, welcome to So Money. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. I've been admiring you and your work for a while, and I had the chance to be on a panel with you Women's History Month back in March at Luminary. You and I and others were on a panel discussing women and money, and obviously want to share everything that's going on with Penelope, which is the fintech you started to help bring retirement solutions to small and micro businesses. This is so important. But of course, there wouldn't be a Penelope without Jean Smart and the life that you have led. And Penelope actually is the name of your daughter, which is so sweet. I would love, because I admire this so much about you and how you've really woven your upbringing into the mission-driven business that you have today as the daughter of immigrants. So I was doing a little bit of research on you. And interestingly, I think you were first arrived in Montclair, California. I'm in Montclair, New Jersey. And the fun fact is that I have a Google News search for Montclair just because I don't know what's happening in my town. But sometimes I get Montclair, California, and I'm like, oh no, what happened? And it was like, oh, phew, it's just Montclair, California. Tell us a little bit about your story as the daughter of immigrants. Your parents immigrated to the United States in the 1970s from Seoul. And then they left you and your brother and sister in Korea with your grandparents while they were doing that transition, during that transition. Take us back to that moment. Do you remember much of that time frame?
Oh my gosh. I do now because I've shared it so much with my friends and then my daughter, and they're always shocked by the story. But thank you so much for having me. And you did your research. I'm like very impressed. I will say we started in Montclair. And then ended up in Claremont. So the reverse. So that was an interesting thing too. All in Southern California. But yeah, my parents, and I think my life may be similar to yours and other immigrant families, is not that uncommon. I think for a lot of immigrants, starting your own business is very common, small businesses. So I think there's some interesting parallels. And after working in corporate America for a long time and starting this company, it's been interesting. But my parents, my dad was in business and my mom was a pharmacist, and they had grown up, gone to college, lived a very good, comfortable life. And it was my dad. He wanted to try something a little bit different, more opportunity. So he sold my mom on the idea. And when they left, they thought it would be too stressful to come all the way over to a different country with the language they studied but didn't really practice, and with three little kids under five. So we stayed with our grandparents. Koreans are, they're not the best at being very direct and honest about certain things. And so they didn't really share with us. And we were so little. I had tons of relatives at home at my grandparents' house at that time. And my parents had these huge luggages and they were ready to go to the airport. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I walked out and I'm like, what's happening? Yeah. And my mom said, we're going shopping. Right. We're going with bags. We're going to get some things for you, your brother, your sister. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back to bed. But I don't even know what happened. I'm sure we asked our grandparents, where's mom? Where's dad? And there are these pictures of me, my brother, and my sister for that almost like, probably felt like 3 years, and it was like 8 months. We look so sad. We just look like me. Yeah. There are these pictures. So I have these, when you're older, you have those two or three pictures that sort of formulate your history and your story. And I will tell you another thing. I think there's a movie by Awkwafina on this, but when my uncle, my mom's oldest brother, passed, he was one of the first to pass, they did not share with my grandparents that he passed. My grandfather found out because they thought it was, they're these Korean words like, oh, like your heart is, it's too intense. They don't want to share it because they think they're relieving your suffering. And my grandfather found out he came, but my grandmother never got to go to the funeral. So they just didn't share with them. But there's so many interesting stories like that. But anyways, enough of that. We came here. I grew up in Claremont, went to Claremont High, went to college in the Bay Area, and found my way through New York. But the entire time I'd been working in financial services, and quite frankly, it was COVID that really was the impetus to start this business. I'd been in financial services for over 2 decades, always working in management or asset management, and seeing the value of what households or what families can do when they're saving over a long period of time. And I think COVID, I always say during COVID, whoever you spent time with during that period, that's your tribe, right? Yeah, those are your people, whoever. And for my husband and I, it was with my folks nearby, and we saw sort of the devastation that small businesses were going under. PPP loans were being directed everywhere, but not helping enough. And we both had the moment of, what do we do with the next 20 years of our lives? He was a professor and I was in financial services. So we decided to go for it. And he went back to school to study psychoanalysis. And come this fall, he'll be able to start taking patients for the first time. And then I started this retirement plan business for very small businesses.
Penelope is this fast-growing fintech. And I want to understand the state of the union, as I'm sure you've seen it through your parents, as they are small business owners without retirement savings. You're their retirement plan, essentially. Their story is not uncommon. And it was the narrative that led to exploring, like, okay, what is the market here? Are my parents this just, they can't possibly be alone. They certainly aren't. So Jean, maybe just tell us a little bit about the statistics, the data, what you're seeing as far as readiness and preparedness for retirement, especially amongst this audience of small business owners and entrepreneurs, solopreneurs.
Sure. The numbers are pretty bleak. And we always think there's a lot of opportunity to be had. But right now, just at the very highest level, 1 in 4 Americans have nothing saved for retirement. So when we say zero, not $1. 2/3 are living paycheck to paycheck. And in certain metropolitan areas, even households or families making over $200,000 are living paycheck to paycheck. I think we've done a great job of, as a culture, of showing how easy it is to spend money. There's so many different platforms, buy now, pay later, do things on layaway. We're always delaying gratification, but we haven't done enough to probably share in saving and investing, et cetera. Although I think there's a lot of hope for millennials because millennials have so much access to information and they've got more time to actually save. So that leaves about 57 million Americans in that slot that are not prepared. Combine that with some general stats around longevity. So in 2024, every day, 12,000 people are turning 60 every day. And if you turn 60, the chances of you living to 90 is 1 in 3. If you're high net worth, ultra high net worth, it's a significant. You'll have more, it's presumed that you'll have more resources. So it isn't just families or individuals as a society, as a country. There are some major concerns that we have. I think very recently, Larry Fink of BlackRock put an op-ed out just around the state of retirement and how we need to come together to do so much more. The good thing is a majority of Americans, about 90% of us, work in these small businesses, very small businesses. And so most of the small businesses do not have a retirement savings vehicle, which has been the standard way. It's a really simple, easy way. You work, you put a little bit away, the power of compounded interest, you're not paying income tax on the money that you suck away. It's been a really good system for 40 years. There's been a big push, both at the federal and state level, with bipartisan support to actually trigger this, knowing that 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, the situation is a little bleak. So Secure 2.0, which is new legislation that came out last year, mm-hmm. providing wholesale, broad-based, significant tax benefits, up to $16,500 for the first 3 years for small businesses who have not activated a plan, make the cost almost de minimis, certainly with our plan. I think while it is dire and there's a lot to do, you can see both at the federal, state, and even local level, people are starting to act and they're starting to require. So in addition to, I always call it sort of the carrot and stick at the federal level, you've got these tax incentives, but at the state level, you've got the stick. So California, Oregon, Illinois, several states are moving towards implementing fines if you are not set up. So I think that will be the big draw in terms of getting people to activate more.
Did you know that I'm a podcast host and also a mind reader? Because I know that you want to grow your portfolio, to deal with the rising costs of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage. You want to attack pretty much anything standing in the way of you and your financial freedom, right? Well, here's one solution: more knowledge. This podcast helps, I hope. And you can use Yahoo Finance, where you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need to help reach your definition of financial freedom. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, and I know because I worked there for many years, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, customizable charts, so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. The weather's getting warmer as I record. It's a nice 73 degrees on the East Coast. So finally, time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and, fingers crossed, hello to shorts and tees. And I need to update my wardrobe for the long haul. And, you know, I don't want to spend a fortune. So luckily, I found Quince. I'm honest. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and tons more. Best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have t-shirts from Quince, pajamas from Quince. My very chic and fashionable sister-in-law, Hannah, her whole closet is Quince. And people often stop us and ask, where did you get this? Don't tell me the price. And then when I do, they're shopping on Quince.com. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com/sewmoney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/sewmoney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/sewmoney. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or problem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. You actually connected with Ted Benna, who's the father of the 401k, when you were starting Penelope. And what did he think of Penelope? Tell us about that meeting, that encounter.
So I cold emailed him on LinkedIn.
What's
COVID.
He doing now, by the way?
He is, it's funny because I literally just talked to him a couple of days ago. I talked to him last Thursday. He was visiting his great grandchildren. And so he's super in his 90s, still actively involved in retirement. He was pitching a different plan option with us to see if we could actually custody record keep. He is very active. He advises businesses, startups, and works with lots of folks. He's on the press circuit, has some media out there. So Ted is not retired per se. I would say he's really active. And when we spoke, he loved the idea of what we were doing, particularly with communities or individuals making under 100,000, hitting more populations writ large in a very streamlined way. And he really helped us think through our initial plan design and how we would set it up so that we could do almost 401k in a box, one click away. He was great. He was absolutely great. And I love that, love to see that he's still active and involved.
Can you walk us through the experience as, let's say, a business owner? And tell us along the way, too, the range of employers that you work with, plan participants, so to speak, that everyone can understand if they're qualified, if this is something to look into. As a solopreneur, I have a SEP IRA and I don't have any employees, so that works for me. But I assume this is for people who run businesses with at least a number of few employees, right?
Yes. I would say while we focus on companies with fewer than 100 employees, and I would say our sweet spot is below 50, I think our average is about 16. It goes from 12 to 20 each time I check. We serve a wide swath. So our smallest client has 2 employees. Our largest has almost 400. So it can vary. Yeah. And then in terms of the businesses, we do restaurants, nonprofits, sort of retail, a lot of medical, professional. Those are the core businesses that we've seen out the gate. And then in terms of their experience, a lot of them, they're doing this for the first time. So they're a little bit thrown off by everything from how do I start to what investments make sense, or who should I, do I need to speak with a financial advisor, or there's so many different components, and even understanding the jargon around retirement plans is pretty robust. So the way we've designed it is to basically streamline the plan, automate the investments, automate contribution, automate the match, and make the price just pay per use. So we've cut out the sort of cognitive load around decisioning around the plans. Do I match or not? What should it cost? How do I select my investments, or where do I start? To offsetting and making all those decisions for them. And because we're able to intentionally design this sort of in a box, we are maximizing a lot of the cost benefits and passing that off to our clients. The last little bit is we're very transparent on what we charge and what we don't charge. And a feature that we don't charge is what's called asset-based pricing. And so we use Vanguard funds for our automated plan, which are great funds to have. So there's an expense ratio related to that, but we don't charge incremental. And those few cents to dollars every week over decades can equal hundreds of thousands of dollars. What we wanted to do, our North Star has always been impact. And how do we drive the best impact for the participant, which is basically more money when they retire, for the plan sponsor, less work, less decisions, less operational compliance mode. And we always wanted to be transparent with everything we're doing and how we're servicing them. So we have a digital high touch process where we do a lot of education and handholding up front. And then afterwards, it is pretty much set it and forget it. Very streamlined. Yeah.
What is the biggest resistance that you experience from potential clients? I know that the idea of offering retirement benefits as an employer, the thought is that it's very expensive. This is not a year one or year two expense investment for us. This is like when we're fine, we've hit the jackpot, we have resources, we have an HR team, we can handle this. What do you want to say to those folks who feel like this is like an impossible cost? Like this is not something that they should invest in right now?
Yeah. So two things. The first is the tax incentives, tax credits. So if you haven't done it, you'd be surprised at how much of a relief the tax credits can be. So that's one. And the second part is the cost to not do it. So a lot of our clients actually come from, you know what, I have to do this because a significant portion of our employees are leaving, and in their exit interviews, they said we didn't have a 401k plan. Or I want to hire this head of creative, but his wife won't let him come unless I have a 401k plan. So I've heard a lot of these, if I don't do it. And so sometimes we can pay 30 to 50% cover costs for any employee that we're turning over. The cost to train, the cost to support, the cost to get them up to speed. As soon as they leave, you're starting that process all over again. So I think more and more people are starting to realize that how can you afford not to do it? So again, if there's a tax incentive and you're able to decrease the overall sort of cost on it significantly, that's one component. And then realizing it just, everyone says attract and retain, but now it is even more. I think employees are raising their hands and they're getting very smart about it and asking directly for it.
Yeah, it's true. For those of us who are starting late, as you mentioned at the very beginning, 1 in 4 Americans have $0 saved for retirement. And I was just reading a stat that came across my inbox. It was like the average amount that Americans need to retire comfortably is over $1.7 million. I've actually seen that number be as high as 2 million. I don't know. I guess it just depends on where you're living. If you're starting late, let's say you're in your 40s. A lot of folks who listen to So Money are in their mid-30s to 50s, as it turns out. And I don't think everybody feels retirement on track. So how do we play catch up and be real with us? If it's, yeah, you got to work a little bit longer. That's something that I'm already planning on doing myself just because I like to work. But if I had to, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
So I started earlier about saying our longevity. There's a really good chance we'll live past our 70s, 80s, well into our 90s. Provided we're in good health, we can work. And there are a lot of ways you can make money just on your computer, being an influencer or selling things online. So there are writing or so there are probably other ways too. But I don't think if you're in your 30s and 40s, it's not too late to start if you haven't. There are so many calculators or planning or like financial planning tools online, but I would recommend talking to somebody, getting an advisor and doing sort of an initial plan on your current income, on your debt, liabilities. And you're right, there are multiple family formulas. Do you need 1.4? Do you need 2? Do you need 3? And it so much depends on your lifestyle. And also, are you looking at one income? Are you married? Are you looking at the household? There are a lot of different components to this. But as an individual, if you're buyers, just do the numbers. And I think when we spoke on that panel at Luminary, I said, I'm a spreadsheet girl. I love it because everything about saving and investing and having money is just plus and minuses. And it's about how much you bring in and how much you're spending and what you're doing with the middle group. I would say at the highest level, if you start, let's say you're out of debt, if you're putting money in the S&P, in the markets, what, every 7 years, you should be doubling your net worth. So you could do a multiple of that. So if you've got 100,000 in 7 years, it'll be 200, then 400, and you're starting to accumulate afterwards. Talking to it with a financial advisor or just a planner, just to do the numbers and do some initial worksheets is probably a good place to start. But for all your audiences in their 30s and 40s, this is a perfect time. They're not late at all. This is a perfect time. They've got 20, 30 years. Potentially 40 years to start saving. That is significant.
Again.
If you put $6,000 away every year now, in about 30 years, you'll have over a mil. So you can start breaking it down like that.
That's true. I like that. And you're right. I love that doubling of your money, the rule of seven or sometimes nine, just depends on how the market does. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Taking us back to how we started, you were talking about your parents and the sacrifices they made. Fast forward to today, you are, Gene, amongst the sandwich generation. You have your parents that you're supporting and looking after in some capacities. And then you have your daughter and your own family, and you're very focused on building generational wealth for your daughter. So advice for those listening who feel the pinch, right? The crunch of being in the middle, and anything you've learned over these last few years, financial tips, mental health tips. And a lot of this is cultural. I don't think every family, every person has this chapter in their life of taking care of their parents. But I think that's still a lot of us.
Yeah. I was thinking about that growing up, being Korean and growing up in a Korean household. If your children are not entirely like, it's not untrue that they're your retirement plan. And so you grow up taking that on. It's in the back of your mind. You don't, not all of us plan for it, but certainly for me and my generation, I'm a late Gen Xer. I definitely thought that was something that my siblings and I would have to do, just because we just didn't talk about 401k plans or stocks and bonds when we were little. And then getting into financial services, where you're thinking, oh my goodness. But in the sandwich generation, two parts. One is, and I can't say this enough, who you marry and who you partner up with is significant. So if you're in the sandwich, you've got children and you've got parents, I think, I always joke about this. My husband and I, we met online. And at the time, I thought, God, wouldn't it be great if this dating service where you could have a credit score of somebody while you're online in it? But finding somebody who's responsible, who's thinking about investing and saving in the same way, the same values, is a game changer. Your values on how you spend and how you're saving is huge. So if you've got the partner check and you're starting to invest and you're thinking about that, I'm right in the middle of it. I've got a 12-year-old and I've got parents in their 80s. And my father's health is not as it was several years ago. Just very recently, I'm having some hard conversations with my folks about the next 5 years, the next 10 years. And if there's anything I could go back on, is I wish we had those conversations a little bit earlier. I think culturally, it would have been really hard to start having them, but it would have been easier from a planning perspective, especially if I was involved in helping. So I'm not sure I would be open to any advice you have on starting those discussions earlier. And it's almost the opposite with my kid. My husband and I are very open about finances and what things cost and what it means to want something and what it means to save and starting an allowance and just some of the basics now. And we've thought about getting an app, Greenlight, or something for our kid to start investing and looking at the budgeting. So we're just having those conversations. So what she's going to be prepared to do at my age or even like 10 years from now versus where I was. And then certainly the complexities around having these really hard conversations with my parents. I have a lot of hope that with just honest dialogue, that the younger generation is just being so much more open. And they'll certainly have all the tools at their tips too, right?
It's not so simple to have those honest conversations with your parents when you're already an adult. It feels, well, the parent-child dynamic is still at play. The traditions are at play. There's a lot of barriers, but sometimes at this stage too, you might have examples of people in your lives who've gone through hard stuff and they can be anchors for conversation. Like my mom's friend's husband died unexpectedly and she was not, my mother's friend was not with. She didn't have any clue as to where bank accounts were, how to pay the mortgage. They had not talked about money. And so that became a cautionary tale for my parents to then have conversations and get a little bit more prepared for those what ifs. And I think that always helps to break the ice, to sadly use other people's despair and tragedy to be like, let's not follow in their footsteps because we're on that path too. And it's avoidable.
Yeah. In your book, you talk about like the fear, having used fear for your energy to do so, to do something, to take
catapult
action.
You. Yeah.
To catapult you. Use it. Don't just be paralyzed by it. But I think that's spot on.
And often we're holding these two fears in balance. We think that we're only afraid and that there's one immediate fear of, I'm going to talk to my parents about this and it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to create just discomfort and we fear that rejection, all of the things. But it's, yes, that is true. And also there's another fear that is very real that is down the road, which is that if you don't do anything, it's just going to be a nightmare waiting for you in 5 years at a point when you're grieving potentially, and you have to deal with all this financial stuff. So it's sometimes about recognizing that other fear that's lingering in the future, holding it in balance with whatever you're afraid of today, and probably seeing that what you're afraid of today is nothing compared to what's waiting for you down the road, and then doing the thing that needs to be done.
100%. You don't get out here alive. You don't get out without paying taxes. It will be there. And whether it's taking, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, all of those things, maybe practice every day for everyone. Just, do we all know exactly what our finances look like today? Do you know how much you have, how much in debt, what's in every single expense line of your credit card? It may just start with yourself. And then your family, and then expanding out to having those conversations. And your parents are going to be uncomfortable for sure, but you've got to do it.
Tell us how we can learn more about Penelope. We'll obviously put the link in our show notes at penelope.co. I almost named my daughter Penelope too. It was on our hot list of names, by the way. Love that.
So yeah, just go to penelope.co. We've got a link to set up an appointment. We can answer any questions you've got about a 401k plan. We have two very straightforward plans. One has a matching feature, one doesn't. Starter kit, very easy to use. We've got great funds. The cost is unmatchable, especially without the AUM. And that's a great place to start. Usually between two or three other folks and myself, we respond pretty quickly and we're happy to answer any questions, provide information, and walk you through a demo.
All right, Jean Smart, I knew this was going to be a good one. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Frenish.
Thanks to Jean Smart for joining us. To learn more about Penelope, visit penelope.co. I'll put that link in our show notes. I'll see you back here on Friday for Ask Farnoosh. I hope your day is so money. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy. You want a bra that's comfortable. You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing you know where and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.